Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the Weekend Edition. Corey and I have an interesting show put together for you this week. We're going to start out with Dan Oliver to talk a little bit about what's going on in the conventional markets. And the reason I want to talk about it, at the risk of adding a whole bunch of fuel to a fire that is already burning, is I really don't understand what happened yesterday. You know, in terms of, let me tell you what I mean by that, okay? The CEO of a major corporation in the United States came out, wrote an editorial, and said, the jobs numbers in the U.S. are absolutely cooked. And then he went on to say, gee, you know, I kind of fear for my life for saying something like that. Well, that's an interesting comment for somebody in the United States of America to make. The jobs report that came out basically made the United States look very, the economy look very, very good. You know, it's... This fellow came out and he said, that's crazy. Those numbers are not even close to being accurate. We've been maintaining that on this particular show for probably the last 2 or 3 years. John Walter Williams, an economist who we have a lot of respect for, can point specifically at why the jobs numbers are not correct. Okay, in spite of that, the jobs numbers came out, people accepted it, and the conventional markets kind of went up a little bit, but not meaningfully. You know, we recorded this thing about, 8:20 Pacific Standard Time, Friday morning, and the markets weren't doing particularly well. In light of the jobs numbers that came out, Dan, I would have to say that the markets performed abysmally. What's your comment on this whole situation?
Yeah, there's a lot there in what you said, but I think one of the things that interests me is Zero Hedge had a little post that showed that the BLS showed 2,000 job losses in the oil and gas extraction industry, energy space, and companies themselves have announced more than 18,000, according to Bloomberg. So what you have to understand about the BLS reports is they use models, right? They don't have a good handle of data themselves. They have these models. They plug numbers into it. They're constantly adjusting numbers from months or years ago to correspond with their models. So it's really make-believe, and I think that the comment by the CEO you mentioned of Gallup, I think,
yeah, Gallup.
Is very telling. I mean, he actually talks to real people, right? And they use statistics to talk to real people and say, hey, do you have a job or not? And so I trust his instinct a lot more than I trust the BLS. And of course, that corresponds to people feel it. People don't feel like the economy is roaring all cylinders, and there's a reason for that, and it isn't. And when you see an entire industry like the energy industry roll over, it strains credulity that this is the case. Now, to your point, the markets have loved this number. I mean, gold is down and the markets are up. But I think your comment they're not up a lot is because they are up near record levels. The markets are have been driven higher by multiple gain, not because the company's doing all that well. And so they've just reached a limit, I think, of how far you can stretch evaluation. All evaluation is a discount of cash flow, right, of projected future cash flows. And what's happened is that discount rate comes down, so the net present value goes up, but the discount rate has fallen so low, there's just no more gains to be had there. In fact, the risk is the opposite. The risk is that discount rates go higher, and then all of a sudden, irregardless of what happens to your business, your net present value sinks, which is why it's a little surprising. The commentary on this jobs report is that the Fed is going to be that much more likely to raise rates sooner. And this is the explanation as to why markets are up and gold is down. But, of course, this makes no sense because when rates go up, that will discount cash flows higher, so that should set the markets down. And in terms of gold, I still think I've been saying this for a long time, and I think it's even more the case now that McKinsey came out with a study this week that showed, again, that not surprisingly, the levels of debt now versus 2007 are much, much higher. I think their number is now $200 trillion of debt out there. So what happens to that debt, to the ability to finance that debt when rates go up? And the answer is it becomes impossible. So when the Fed raises rates, if they raise rates, what's going to happen is that the burden of that debt is going to be unmanageable. The entire planet will turn into Greece. And there's no way that that is healthy for the markets or negative for gold.
Well, guys, whether we believe the numbers or not, whether they're real or not, there clearly are a lot of traders out there that are trading based on this surprisingly high number. And we're seeing gold react, as you mentioned, Dan. We're seeing silver. Pretty much all the metals react negatively. But the U.S. dollar is moving up, and oil continues to move up. So I think that tends to be the trade. But I believe the overall story for 2015 will be what happens to interest rates. And you touched on that there, and you said that there's no way that the Fed can raise interest rates, which I find interesting because here in Canada, we just lowered interest rates. And you look at Europe, and they just lowered interest rates. The U.S. is really trying to go against the grain and almost be another leader in the financial system. But with the massive amounts of debt, it seems unserviceable to raise these rates. However, I'm along the camp, and maybe it's because I read too much mainstream media, but I do think that the Fed is going to try at least a small point increase, whatever it might be, to test out these markets coming down the road, simply because these economic data numbers, as I said, whether real or not, are coming out pretty positive, and it seems like people, at least in the streets too, are benefiting from lower gas prices. So we are seeing a bit more optimism, I would say, than we even saw last year in the U.S. economy.
Yeah, I mean, if I can clarify quickly, I didn't say the Fed can't raise rates, but I said was that they can, that when they do so, that the servicing cost of the debt will explode, and so they'll have to retreat very, very quickly. In fact, I suspect that raising, I think you're right, I think they will probably raise rates, and that will be the policy error that brings along the next crash. Don't forget that that's more or less what happened in extended form in 2005 and 6 and 7, right? Bernanke took over the Fed. He was nervous because asset prices were too high, so he raised rates to take advantage of borrowing. You know, credit was going berserk. And that higher interest rate made people unable to service their debts, and the whole system collapsed. So I wouldn't be surprised if that progression occurred again at a much faster scale. And I say faster because there's that much more debt. Rates have been lower for longer, and so the economy is that much more sensitive to that dynamic. And in terms of the dollar, the reason the dollar is going higher is not, I think, because people think the U.S. is so great. It's because most debts in the world are denominated in dollars, and so you have to have dollars to service your debt. And when rates go up, you have to have more dollars to service those debts. So many people want to front-run that process and go grab dollars so they don't lose their assets. When you don't pay your debt, your assets go to your creditors. So you're absolutely right. That's what's happening. But the question is, how is it sustainable? I think the answer is clearly no.
You know, I got to tell you, and I'm going to ask you to stick around for the second segment real quickly here. But before we do that, I the question I would have for you is this real quick. I'm not really sure that the United States, and I would almost use the word central planners here, and I hate to say it, but that basically is, I think, what's happening. But having said that, I'm not really sure, if you look at basic economic fundamentals, I'm not really sure that a free market could work right now in the U.S. without a meaningful collapse. You want to address that one real quick?
Well, yeah, I mean this is the Austrian thesis, right? They're taking interest rates lower, that boosts debt capacity, it boosts asset prices, but it's completely artificial. So if they step back, if they let the free market reestablish itself, what would happen is markets would crash, rates would spike, and the economy would become balanced again. But it would be very ugly if the people in charge and the people who run the banks, who run the big businesses, and that's why they won't let that happen.
No, they can't let that happen, I don't think. I mean, they could, and eventually it's going to happen. Because
well, they will. I mean,
yeah.
The market will overpower them.
Exactly. It's going to be totally out of their control. Hey, stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back with Dan Oliver. States are going to take a real quick break here.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Economics Report. We'll be back after this brief timeout.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and my resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are back with Dan Oliver right now. Dan is involved with an organization that I think people out there really need to become more aware of, and that's the Committee for Monetary Research and Education. CMRE is a nonprofit educational organization that seeks to promote a greater public understanding of the nature of monetary institutions and of the central role that a healthy monetary system plays in the well-being of our society. I think if you folks, and I'm not saying that you're not, okay, but let's just put it on my shoulders. If Al Corlin were more aware of the educational outreach, for example, that the CMRE provides, I think that I would then become very much more aware of what is going on in our economy. And the reason I want to bring this up is because if you're not aware, you're not going to be able to invest effectively. You got to know what's going on. Dan, it's up to you, bud.
That's exactly right. I mean, the one of the things people can get out of this is, of course, their investments. If you don't understand the big picture, you tend to get fleeced. The way markets generally work is they go up slowly and down quickly. But we're not really an investment club. There are lots of organizations that do that. We're really more about the fundamental structure of money. And, of course, markets are based on money, so there's that angle, too. But the organization got started back in 1970. Henry Hazlitt, who wrote Economics in One Lesson, and what was it, was a major figure for hard money at a time when Keynesianism was at its ascendancy. Other thinkers like that, Jacques Rouaf and people like that, were very unhappy with Bretton Woods and the global inflationary structure that Bretton Woods had created. And so they created this organization basically to create an intellectual focus to resist the Keynesian views that were ascendant in the 60s. And what I think is very interesting is in the 70s, in 1970, they warned about what was going to happen. The Fed was putting all this money to manage interest rates, to manage the economy, and they said, look, it's not going to work, and what's going to happen is that the value of the currency is going to collapse. And this was obviously not the conventional view in 1970, but of course, exactly what happened over the next 10 years, we had huge amounts of inflation in the United States. And these guys who, you know, they didn't, what I like reading about their work is that it wasn't all quadratic equations and calculus, which is what Fed papers are today. It was sensible ideas drawn from historical experience and Austrian economic theory, free market theory, about how money works and how banking works and how the economy works. What happened to this organization was in the 80s and 90s, the dollar became more stable, markets started going up, debt started accumulating with no obvious problems at first, and so people, you know, lost interest in this view. But certainly in the last decade, when the internet bubble collapsed, when the housing market collapsed, people all of a sudden became much more interested in the structure of markets and the structure of money and the structure of banking and how it affects the economy, wealth, and investments. And so we've seen a resurgence of interest in these ideas, which are not new ideas. We are trying to promulgate ideas that have been around for decades or even centuries about free markets. But free markets work, and free markets in money is a much better system than having a bunch of experts sit around in a Politburo at the Federal Reserve to decide interest rates. And so that's what we're about. And our programs are basically centered around two meetings we do a year in New York, where we bring speakers together and a very highbrow audience of people who are interested in these topics and can engage in a conversation. Our next meeting is going to be in New York on March 25th. We have Tom Honey coming. He's the vice chairman of the FDIC, and George Selgin, who is the director of financial alternatives at the Cato Institute. There are two main speakers. That should be very interesting. We also publish monographs and articles principally by people who understand the big picture and can place the current context, the current situation in the context of historical patterns. You know, nothing we've lived through in the past 5 years is unique. A lot of the news people say, oh, this is unprecedented or this is new. None of that's true. Everything that the Fed has done, everything the market has done, has occurred over and over again throughout financial history. Most people just don't have any idea about financial history. So that's part of what we try to educate people about. And it's, you know, it's, I think it's a very useful social function that we serve, and hopefully, you know, we'll be successful in educating the public and policymakers and businessmen about the nature of money and how it affects everyone's lives.
Dan, what I find so, I think, valuable about organizations like yours is it isn't so much about investing day to day, but it is about protecting your wealth and protecting what assets you have in times when there is a lot of outside intervention. And as you mentioned, we're not necessarily going through new times. We just need to look back through history and see what's happened in similar times when similar policies, or at least somewhat related policies, have been enacted. And that's why it's hard to look day to day, I think, and say, wow, look at the movements today, because it's more about the big picture. Because 5 years, 10 years down the road, I don't want my money to be worth a tenth or a hundredth of what it's worth now, simply because I didn't understand what was happening with these policies.
That's exactly right. And the reality is that most people shouldn't be investors. And I say that meaning that people who have a profession should focus on that profession. And throughout the 19th century, when the world was in the gold standard and banks paid a decent interest rate, you didn't have to be. You put your savings in the bank. Some professional invested for you. They gave you a fair return. They took a piece of it for the investing part. And you grew your wealth over time. I mean, retirement was a new concept in the 19th century. Before that, you worked until you died. And what enabled retirement was this ability to save your funds throughout your life. And now in the 20th century, with the Keynesians in charge, the 21st century, that is not an option. You cannot take your earnings and savings and stick it in a bank and have it grow over 40 years and have a nice retirement. You have to put it in the market. Otherwise, it'll disappear. And so it's created a nation of speculators, not because people are, you know, immoral and like to gamble, but because they have to. And that's part of the destructiveness of the Keynesian system that we live underneath. And, you know, again, hopefully the more we educate people about this, the more they can protect themselves individually by understanding why gold is money and why it's a great place to invest your assets over the long period of time. And also to agitate for political change where we can have shut down the Federal Reserve and return the economy to a stable economy that doesn't have boom and bust, that doesn't have inflation, that allows people to focus on the thing they do best for their comparative advantage and not have to worry about also having their E-Trade account on the side to keep their purchasing power.
Well, I think it's a very good point. I highly commend you guys for what you're doing at the CMRE, and I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know more about the CMRE, simply click on the site, among other things. I applaud you guys for what you're doing. You know, my philosophy has always been you're not able to – forget about investing. You're not able to live life effectively if you don't understand the total picture. And an organization like CMRE allows people, in my opinion, to totally understand what exactly is going on. Hey, if you're just going to drink the Kool-Aid, eventually you're going to lose. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dry Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting right now with Doc and with Chris Temple. Chris came up with an idea that that we decided would make a good addition to the weekend show. The idea stems from the fact that we're in a market right now that is very definitely a stock picker's market, in our opinion. You know, that's exemplified by the fact that the companies, the four companies that we've written up in our newsletter, Golden Observations, have all done very, very well since they were written up. That's not true of the entire market, but the two resource companies and the two, what I would have to call junior research, for lack of better terms, companies, IT companies, are doing very, very well. They're doing really well because Corey spends upwards of 4 days doing due diligence on these companies, and Doc spends a fair amount of time providing input from a technical standpoint. I think when you have those two things going for you, I don't want to say that you can't miss, but I will say your odds of failure in terms of investing go down dramatically. Chris, you want to talk about this?
Well, sure. We were talking about this off mic originally in a context of a meeting that I'll be a part of this next Thursday night. And even though there's a lot that we're able to glean these days on the internet, including on our show here, there's still an opportunity for individual investors who manage at least some of their own portfolios to go out and meet companies face to face. And this coming Thursday, the 12th, of February in a suburb of Chicago, Lincolnshire, the Lincolnshire Marriott. We're going to have a reception. The company involved that asked us to put this meeting together is called Go Gold Resources. It's a name that some might have heard. They're operating primarily in Mexico. It's a producing company in the gold and silver space, fairly high market cap, more than most juniors you'll find. And good story, and I'm interested to learn more about them. I'm going to speak as well about some macro issues, so individual investors in and around the Chicago area are welcome to come. All you need to do is go to ChicagoResourceExpo.com. You'll find out some information. But I say that and invite people because, really, it's never been easier or cheaper for individual investors, when they do their homework and find good companies, to buy shares in those companies. I remember the day when I started out in this industry that then a lot of people have heard the term pink sheets when it comes to over-the-counter stocks. We literally, once a week, got a sheaf of pink sheets of paper that looked like a waitress's order tablet, except a big version of one. And these were every single publicly traded company that was not on one of the major exchanges. Once a week, you got this sheaf of pink pages, the pink sheets that told you what they were worth. If you did your homework on those and found one that you wanted to buy or more, you called up your broker, and it cost you an arm and a leg. Number one, because of the bid-ask spread on many of them. And secondly, you'd pay sometimes an 8 or 10 or 12% commission on buying these little stocks, certainly more money than it would cost you to buy IBM. Today, in contrast with that, you can buy any little company on your Ameritrade or E-Trade or Interactive Brokers or Schwab or whatever account in any quantity for $8 or $10 or $12, not with huge bid-ask spreads, not getting gouged. It doesn't cost you in most cases any more to buy those companies' shares than it does to buy, again, IBM or something like that. The trick is these days, you need to do it yourself through an online broker. You don't do it through a regular retail broker. They won't handle anything except, you know, the garden variety, big cap stocks, mutual funds, exchange traded funds. I mean, all of the sponsor companies on this site, pretty much, if you called your Edward Jones guy or your other retail broker and said, I want to buy XYZ company, a little Canadian company, a little junior, whatever, as soon as you revive them with smelling salts, he'd spend an hour telling you why his firm can't or won't do it. And so you need to do an end run around those people. But, you know, the utility of a site like this and a program like this is that we give individual investors those stories that are out there that they can do their own research on and buy, again, way cheaper, way easier than ever before. And that's really what people need to do long run to build a portfolio is find good companies and good stories.
And more importantly, now I want to turn this over to Doc here real quick, Corey, if you don't mind. But the one thing that's really important to realize is from a site like ours, you cannot take what we're doing as being investment advice. Okay. Anybody who listens to one source, okay, and only one source, and then acts on that ought to have their head examined. You have to get all the information. You got to take responsibility. You have to take personal responsibility, and you have to get all the information that you possibly can. Our site provides some of that information. Doc, you're on, bud.
Yeah, Al, and I can't emphasize more to people about you have to do your due diligence. When I look at these companies, especially in the resource area, I look at them number one, even though I'm a, then I look at the technicals and I wait for the point at which I feel a stock has bottomed or pulled back before I'll invest in it. Like it's still on a movement down, I'll leave it alone and then wait for a good entry point. But I combine the two. I combine both the technicals and the fundamentals. And I'm very careful about this because even though we don't give an investment advice, if I'm going to talk about it and talk about the positives of it, I'm certainly going to put my own money into it. And I never want to have an effect on people where they're hurt by listening to something we do, we talk about, and not do our best. And we're not here to pump and dump. We're here to try to give investment ideas that people can look at that they can be successful in. And especially in the resource area, you take today, it's a stock picker's market right now. You have to be careful. But if you start to invest in the right companies at this point in time in this market, you will be rewarded in 5 years.
Well, and the fact of the matter here is, guys, that these small companies that are listed on the pink sheets, or these junior companies that they're often referred to, are risky plays. And that's why it is important to dig deep and be comfortable with your investment. And that's one of the reasons why I personally spend so much time researching companies before we put them in our Golden Observations newsletter. And just so everybody knows, we throw out more companies than we put in there. And that's one of the reasons why it's hard for us to keep a dedicated schedule to releasing this newsletter, because not only does it take 4+ days to put something like that together with all the research, it also takes way more than that in terms of filtering through companies. And one way that I always start looking at companies is first going on their website, quickly going through their presentation, and then calling the company up and setting up a conference call. And these conference calls usually take 1+ hour, and that's just to get your footing under you to understand this company. So then you understand the direction that they're going, where management has been, and what they're feeling about market conditions. From there, then, thanks to the internet, there is a plethora of information, albeit financial statements, other people's research, MD&As out there. It is so important to dig deep and read through almost everything, so, and especially going back, so you can see if management is following through on what they have said, if there have been any slowdowns. And after all that, and even before you decide to move into a stock or decide to discredit it, I give the company a call again and then just filter my questions through them, because the fact of the matter is these companies want and need investors, and the best thing you can do is contact them a couple times, show that you're interested, and just get an overall feeling for it, because at the end of the day, it is your money that you're investing, and there are thousands of little companies out there. So why go out there and paint the ball with a broad brush, because they're all so, so different. And that's what I think everybody needs to do when considering an investment in what are considered risky stocks. And I hope everybody has success in these. We obviously keep on trying to bring you the best companies, but nobody's perfect. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with one of these junior companies.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Thorne.
Okay, we
gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Okay, welcome in. Corey and I are chatting right now with Mark Frelick, who is the president of Idaho North Resources. We're also chatting with Tom Calicrate, who is chief geologist, a very technically oriented individual, a lot of expert in the area that expertise, I guess I should say, in the area that these gentlemen are working in Nevada, and their newest director, Bill Tate. Bill is a guy who I met years and years ago in the Portland, Oregon area. Bill was, until he retired from the financial community, a investment banker, I guess is the best way to put it, for a prominent company in the Portland area, and Bill has just joined the board of Idaho North. You guys have a very unique situation, both in terms of your properties, Mark, and also in terms of the way you do business in the state, a very unique, particularly in the way that you're doing business. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for our listeners?
The important thing to understand is we'd like to keep busy. We've got, without sounding redundant, we have the earning agreement that we're doing with Core on our Klondike property, so that's been active. He has just completed that drill program over at Eagleville, and we got pretty reasonable results on that, so we'll be thinking for the future on that, on some expansion maybe in the drill area of that. And then, of course, we're always actively out there looking for additional quality projects, so we picked up the Green Monster. And then, of course, we added Bill Tate onto our board, a guy with phenomenal amount of experience in the financial industry, and we're just so pleased to have him on board. He could probably tell you a little bit of why he thinks Idaho North are good and why he came on our board.
Bill, don't mean to put you on the spot, but you're on, my friend.
People have a lot to do with things that make investments attractive to me, and in Idaho North, I identified Mark Frelick as a seasoned, honest operating guy. I've known Mark for a long time, and I liked his integrity. I liked his past success. I got to know Tom Calicrate, identified him as a renowned prospector. Put those ingredients together and thought it'd make a great casserole. One of the things that additionally that attracted me was the fact that it seemed to me they were using other people's money to explore for successful mining projects in Nevada. With all of that, I thought it was a great opportunity to buy a low-priced stock and potentially make a lot of money.
Bill, one thing that you touched on there that I think is very important to keep on touching on is that Idaho North is not out there spending all of their money and only their money. It is very important to have other companies in there that are funding at least some of the exploration. And Tom, throwing it over to you now, let's talk about the company's approach to Nevada and how to explore over there, because I know that you have just a wealth of background and information on that state.
One thing I've been doing is staying positive in this in light of the industry right now, because this is a great time to acquire properties in Nevada with several companies in distress. And one of the things I've been doing is actually I have a 40 by 60 foot operational office that is now completely full of data that I've been purchasing from various individuals and companies that have been going out of business, just so they don't throw that material away and be able to use that in our exploration. So I'm actually just finished building another shop exploration field office building, a 40 by 80, because I ran out of room in the 40 by 60. It's just wonderful to be able to have this kind of database and start organizing it, going through it, and then systematically looking at the world-class exploration properties.
It's really nice to hear somebody that clearly loves the industry and is passionate about the area that you are in. It's great to hear, because Nevada is a fantastic place to explore and mine, and hopefully one day we can go down further down that road. But as for the exploration road right now, Tom, can you give us a little more information on the Green Monster property that Idaho North has?
The Green Monster is a property that's situated in central Nevada along the Monitor Range belt that has a sediment-hosted, disseminated gold-type system, very similar to the Carlin-type and Cortez and Battle Mountain trend deposits. It's got three separate claim blocks. It's a very large project. The system extends for about 3 to 4 miles in length and 2 miles in width. And we've got now three separate claim blocks situated on it. What it's characterized by is a large northeast trending structural zone that is intersected by Walker Lane related northwest trending structures. And then we just identified through some of the work that Newmont did out there that had claim block right around us, completely around us, a newly identified caldera margin, which when people start looking at these kind of gold systems and silver systems, a lot of the larger ones in the world that are just world class are situated along caldera margin. So we've got these three intersecting concepts and structural zones that we've got the property situated on. It has gold, silver, arsenic, antimony, and mercury along with barite. So it's just a classic Carlin type sediment hosted system. And we acquired the property that already has approximately 100 drill holes into it, and we've identified through the data that I'm actually trying to acquire the rest of the drill hole data out there. We've got 12 drill holes that have ore grade mineralization starting at the surface, and most of all the drill holes, there's over 100 drill holes scattered across that 3 mile by 2 mile wide zone, and the deepest holes are right around between 200 and 300 feet in depth. So it's just completely wide open at depth and on strike compared to what some of the majors are drilling down in central and northern Nevada. They're putting some 3,000 and 4,000 foot holes to look for mineralization starting at those depths, where this property has it right at the surface. So we're very excited about this property.
Well, one of the things that makes you guys unique, and I think it probably would make sense for you, Tom, to address this question, but the thing that really makes your company unique, and the reason that I bought stock in it, full disclosure, I did my stock out of the open market after I disclosed it on our show a couple, 3 months ago, and after I visited the property. By the way, Corey and I have both visited this particular property. Having said that, what I find to be really interesting is your unique way of doing business. Now, a lot of junior companies are out there exploring, and they're having to finance their exploration through private placements, what have you. All of that causes a tremendous amount of dilution for shareholders. Your business plan, as Bill said, you know, you got a great mining guy in you, and you got a proven business guy in Mark Frelick, your business plan makes all the sense in the world to me. Right now, Coeur d'Alene Mining is providing you with the exploration funds to really take a close look at a lot of your properties. Now, my guess is that this particular exercise is going to be duplicated in the future, possibly with Coeur, possibly with somebody else, but I don't know any other small companies, Tom, that are doing that.
It's very unique and a wonderful opportunity for our company to be able to have a major or major junior company look at us as being their exploration arm in Nevada with the expertise we got and the database and so forth. I think they're looking at us as to being able to help them identify key properties, help fund us to do the work on the projects, and then if they become big enough, they can buy them out from us, they can take out the company and hopefully reset us back up as another exploration company that's very similar to what AUX did with Discovery out there on their Long Canyon property, and then they were bought out by Frontier, and then Frontier was bought out by Newmont. That's kind of one of our models in the business strategy here is to be able to do that, and it's working out very well right now with Coeur helping us on that type of a business arrangement.
I say, Tom, that is a strategy of some companies out there, but it is saying something that over at Idaho North, you guys were able to get Coeur on board, because there are a lot of companies out there that want at least a player like Coeur to be funding their project. And I know Al and I have talked to many, and we're well involved in the industry, and I'm sure Al can even say that it might be a strategy, but to follow through on it, it's sure promising.
Well, it's absolutely promising. There's no question about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time here. We need to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. Remember, I'm a shareholder in this particular company. I have visited the properties. If you want more information on Idaho North, simply click on their banner as they are a sponsor on our site. I do stress the uniqueness of this little company, and if you're interested in junior mining companies, consider that.
I also want to come in here, Al, and stress that everybody needs to do their own due diligence. Myself, you, Doc, we all work very hard to vet these companies that we deal with, and some of them might not turn out as profitable as we would hope. A lot of these companies we do have faith in, and I think that's something to be said by you buying shares in Idaho North and by us keeping us up to date with this company. They, in my eyes, are doing a lot of things right in what is a very difficult market, and that is no future success foreshadowing for us, because we really don't know what's going to happen. We do speculate day after day, and we do stay up to date with these companies to make sure that we believe that they are going down the right path. It's one of the beauties of dealing with little companies. It is one of the beauties of dealing with smaller cap companies, is that we can work closely with them and try to help them go down the path that we think will be most beneficial, not only to management, but also to shareholders, because we are shareholders.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Coeur d'Alene Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.